Mills. So they've had a number one single, they've had a number one album, and this week they are here on Radio 1 every day at this time to do a public service for you. Orson are here!
Hey, hi.
Now you're going to help us out a bit on this, aren't you?
Yes.
Basically, if you have something to say, but you don't know how to tell somebody, maybe you're too scared to tell them, number one band, Orson, will do it for you through the medium of song. Thank you for doing this today.
We're here to protect and serve.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
What, sang into a mic?
Sing. Bearer of bad news.
No, like a singing telegram.
To actually provide a service through music of trying to get a message across that's better performed through song and not saying to your face. Yes, once or twice.
Okay.
Not in this particular way.
It's Orson singing telegrams on Radio 1. Maybe you could do this as a bit of extra work on the side.
We need all we can get, actually. Yeah. So.
Okay, let's find out what the first singing telegram is about. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Orson.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
All right, Emma, tell us who you want to send your message to.
I want to send a message to my boyfriend, Martin, to tell him that I'm pregnant.
Oh. Oh.
Okay.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, when did you find out you were pregnant, then?
2 days ago.
Okay. Did you wee on the plastic thing?
I did. I weed on the little plastic stick and the line came up, so I knew.
The blue line, was it?
Yeah, the blue line came up.
See?
Well, you know a lot about pregnancy kits, Scott. Mm.
And that meant you're up the duff.
I am up the... Well, if you want to put it like that, I am up the duff.
You've got a bun in the actual oven.
Yeah.
You're in the club.
Now,
Can't think anymore. So,
knocked up.
So you want to tell Martin you're pregnant?
Yeah.
I need to check this before we go any further. It is Martin's baby, is it? Because that'd be a great one to start off with, wouldn't it?
Sure it's Martin's baby, Scott.
What?
I'm 99% sure.
That'd be a really good one to start off.
No, it is Martin, okay. Definitely.
I need to ask, why don't you just tell him face-to-face like any normal person would?
I don't know, I'm a bit worried about his reaction. I don't know what he's going to say. If I figure doing over the video, I'm not going to be there when he has his reaction.
So,
he's not expecting it.
You thought it would be easier to get number one selling pop group Orson to break the news gently to him on Radio 1.
Is she afraid of him?
Oh, no, I'm not scared of him. I just don't know how he's going to react.
Okay.
Right.
So, you need to come up with a song telling Martin that his girlfriend Emma is up the duff. Is that cool?
Yeah, we can. I think we're going to give it our best shot.
Okay, so just have a little scribble down there. Right, we'll be back in a second. And we will break the good news to Martin via the medium of song with Orson next on Radio 1.
Thank you.
8:45. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Scott.
Now, you've got a bun in the actual oven, you're up the duff, you're knocked up, you're in the club.
Yeah, I am.
And instead of...
It's meant to be special.
Sorry.
You know?
And instead of waiting for your boyfriend, like any normal person would, to maybe wait for him to come home and sit him down with a hot, sweet cup of tea and break the good news to him, you've decided, live on Radio 1, through the medium of song, that it would be a whole lot better to do that by having Orson sing it to him.
Well, yeah, because I don't want to see his reaction, so I think it'll be better if Orson do it.
Have you ever had to write a song so quickly before? Like 4 minutes?
No, this is pretty fast for us.
Okay. So we're going to call up Martin now, and we're going to...
Do you have his... I have his phone lying around, the phone number lying around here somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
Somewhere.
Is that here?
So, yeah, okay. That's Martin's number, so let's call him up and let's break the news, the happy news to Martin and see how he takes it. Good luck, Emma.
Thank you.
Hiya.
Hey, is that Martin?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Orson, the guy, some of the guys from the band Orson.
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning.
Hiya.
We have a message from Emma for you.
Right.
Ready? One, two.
Martin, I'm pregnant! Martin, I'm pregnant! I'm so very pregnant! And I'm pretty sure it belongs to you!
Martin?
Yeah?
It's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Is that here?
You're live on Radio 1 now, so don't swear, even though you probably want to, okay? What do you think of that? Is it good news?
Is it, yeah, no, I mean, yeah.
Is it good news?
It's amazing news.
So it's good news, yeah?
Yeah, it's really good news.
Yay! Yay! Congratulations, man.
Yeah,
good luck with that.
Emma?
My hero.
Hi, Scott.
See, nothing to worry about at all. He loves the idea.
I know.
What have you done?
Congratulations, Martin. You're going to be a dad and everything.
It's just unbelievable.
Thanks, Emma.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you very much.
I think that went quite well. Thanks,
sorry,
Austin.
See you, though.
Did you say sorry to see you?
See ya, sorry to...
Okay.
And danger.
Listen, guys, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
That lovely rendition of Martin, I'm Pregnant. Like that. Would you come back and do another one for us tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
I'll try and give you a bit more notice.
Okay.